Children, have you had breakfast yet? No? Yes? Notice today in the gospel, Jesus says, children, and he's not talking to children 8 years old. He's talking to grown men. He said, children, have you had breakfast yet? Come and have breakfast. I remember the day I received my first Holy Communion. I can remember that long ago. It's 58 years ago. And I was thinking about it yesterday, and I remember very well going up to receive my first Holy Communion. And in those days, we knelt, and we walked all the way to the top step of the sanctuary. I think it was only three steps like ours, but it seemed to me like a mountain. And I was very nervous. But I also remember being hungry because in those days we weren't allowed to eat breakfast before receiving Holy Communion. We had to fast 3 hours. Today you only have to fast 1 hour, right? Children have it so easy these days, don't they? But we had to fast 3 hours. Why? To prepare to receive Jesus. So I remember being hungry. And then I received Holy Communion, and I forgot about being hungry because I, too, was so excited to receive Jesus in Holy Communion. So some things have changed since 58 years ago when I received my first Holy Communion. But one thing has not changed at all, and that is Jesus. Jesus. Jesus today still invites his children. That includes grown men and women to come and be close to him. And that's what he did in that touching gospel that we just heard. This one of my favorite gospels where Jesus prepares breakfast for his apostles. He says, children, have you caught anything? And they were all night fishing. And they said, no, we haven't caught anything. And he said, well, put your net on the other side, on the right side of the boat. And see what happens. And what happened? They caught so many fish, they couldn't even bring in the net. The nets tore. And they caught 153 fish. Have you ever caught that many fish? I'm lucky if I catch one fish when I go fishing. But they caught 153 fish. And you know what that means? In those days, they believed that there were 153 different kinds of fish, different species of fish in the Sea of Galilee. And so that 153 meant, symbolized, that they were to go out and catch all the fish in the world. And that includes you and me. And we too are called to be fishermen, to go out and catch fish. That means other people for the Lord. And when they got to the shore, we saw what happened. Jesus was cooking breakfast for them on a charcoal fire. But Jesus does the same for us. He doesn't cook fish for us, but he gives us his very body and blood, and we're able to receive the very body and blood of Jesus, not just for breakfast, but every Sunday, every day if we have the chance. Let me tell you a story of a girl who received First Communion last year. She was sitting in these very pews where you children are sitting. Her name is Braxton, and she received her first Holy Communion here in our church in May of last year. And Braxton is a great student. She's also a gymnast. I saw some of her videos. It's amazing. She's a gymnast, does gymnastics. But a few weeks after she received her first communion, she started feeling sore. And they thought it was this and that, and then she kept feeling more and more sore and couldn't even do her gymnastics. So finally, the doctors discovered that she had leukemia, a type of cancer. And so she had to be treated for leukemia. And she couldn't get to Mass. She still can't get to Mass every Sunday because some Sundays she's feeling very, very sick. She's improving a lot. She's doing very well. But she was so sad because she could not come to Mass to receive Jesus in Holy Communion. And so what happened? Her father, who comes to Mass here every Sunday, we gave him a pyx, and we said he can go and bring communion to Braxton. And Braxton is so happy because she can receive communion every Sunday, even when she can't get to Mass. And why is that? We asked Braxton, Father Paul asked her, how has your faith helped you in your battle against cancer? And you know what Braxton said? She said, it has helped me to know that God is always going to be with me. Isn't that beautiful? Just like Jesus was with those apostles on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Braxton knows that Jesus is always with her. And that's why she wants to receive him as often as she can in Holy Communion. And we asked her, how important is it for you to receive the Eucharist during this difficult time? She said, it's very important because it makes me feel comfortable and it makes me brave. Isn't that something? It makes me feel comfortable and it makes me be brave. And that's what Jesus does for all of us. Whether we're children or grown men, Jesus helps us to feel comfortable. That's that gift of peace. Notice what Jesus says every time he appears in his resurrected body. First thing he says is, peace be with you. That's the Easter gift of Jesus. He gives us comfort and peace, especially when we're sick, especially when we have trials, troubles in our lives. And Jesus makes us brave. That's the gift of courage, the gift of courage. You'll get a super dose of that gift when you get confirmed in a few years, the Holy Spirit's gift of courage. But you also have it now because of your baptism and because of receiving Jesus in Holy Communion, that gift of courage to be brave, to face whatever is going to happen in our lives. And we don't know what's going to happen. And those apostles today, we saw in that first reading how the apostles went out, and weren't they brave? They were in prison, but they escaped from prison. An angel let them out of prison, and they were told, don't speak that name of Jesus. The authorities said, don't speak the name of Jesus. And what did they do? They went right back to the temple area and started preaching the holy name of Jesus because they were brave. They were courageous. And that's what Jesus helps us to do, every one of us, to speak the name of Jesus in our culture, where sometimes we too can be persecuted for speaking the name of Jesus and proclaiming the truth of our Catholic faith. Boys and girls, it's such a blessing that you are able to come to Mass every Sunday to receive Jesus, to give you those gifts of peace and of courage, so that you can always be close to Jesus, just like those apostles on the Sea of Galilee.